Hello, everyone. I know I'm a day late, and unfortunately, this will be a shorter podcast because I do need to go pick up my daughter. So technically, you're employed. This is the Keen's Kitten. I'm KJ. Anyway, technically, I got a job, so that's cool. Obviously I need to go through the whole, like, peeing in a cup thing to make sure I'm not on drugs and tobacco and, gotta fill out paperwork and everything else. I actually need to call them back. It's on the to-do list because, you know, I manage time so well. I just realized, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do with my kid because, you know, it's not like the hours are the best and I don't know. You know, like, I get to work from home, but it's like, will I have time to, like, take 30 minutes to go pick up my kid from school and shit, or what? Like, I don't fucking know, and then I'll have to figure out what the fuck to do for her dance. Fortunately, like, I know my dad can help somewhat, but that's not, like, a long-term fucking plan. I mean, whatever, it's what it is. It just sucks to have a job and then still have to look for a job because you don't know really know how you're going to do that job. But you gotta not, you know, you can't not have a job. So you can't say no to the job just because of the hours, but then you still gotta hope that you can still find a different fucking job. Like, fuck me. I mean, really, like, it's so exhausting. I mean, it really fucking is. And I'm tired. I'm tired of it, right? I know, it's like, I already don't want to fucking... I don't want to be here, and I don't want to do any of this shit anymore. It's, like, not optional, you know what I mean? You know, I don't get to just, like, not fucking do it. And I know it's not impossible, right? Obviously, people have had great fucking success doing whatever fuck all, right? I just gotta, you know, I don't fucking know. I don't know what else to do besides just keep doing what I'm doing because there isn't another to do and... Yeah. So for those of you who are out there who are frustrated with life, I'm right there with you. And then, like, you know, you go on the internet, everyone's talking about, like, food shortages and how, you know, be aware in, like, stores, certain things, they're not going to be, you know, like, in stock and the price of food's going to go up and all this other fucking shit. It's like, are you serious? Like... Are you fucking serious right now? Like, it's insane. My daughter and I, we went to the store because I was too lazy to make a sandwich, but not lazy enough to drive all the way to the fucking store to buy her a Lunchable. And fuck off if you think I'm a horrible parent because... I would allow my child to eat that. So, yes, great. Fucking move on. Anyway. Like, there was, like, no Lunchables. Like, really? What the fuck? Like, there was. But, I mean, into the usual stock that a store would have of such things. Like, really? Lunchables. We won't be short-stocked on Lunchables. And just more like it's also fucked, isn't it? I'm tired and I don't want to do this. Like, I really don't want to do any of this anymore. But you know, by the way, if you have anyone who is suicidal in your life or fucking depressed, there's a difference between like trying to shine light on things that, you know, maybe highlight that they do have things to live for, and a difference between like making them feel guilty because they have things in their fucking life that, like, you shouldn't feel that way or you shouldn't do those things. So it doesn't really fucking help, because I can assure you, we are, that person's well aware, you know? We're well aware. I promise you, we know. And it doesn't help. It just makes you feel worse. So, like, we wake up and ask, like, man, I really fucking hope that I'm depressed. The only time you want to ask to be depressed is after you've had an anxiety fucking bout and you're just ready to get off the fucking up. The only time you look forward to a down is when you've been up for so long, your nerve endings literally feel fried. Anyway, unfortunately, I gotta get off here. I know this one's shorter than the rest of them, but again, I need to pick up my kid, and I was doing this fucking, you know, another great application, and that took longer than I anticipated, because, you know, it's, again, you know, we went over this. It's never just, oh, you can apply. It's like, you have to apply. Now, here's these other 8 steps I need you to fucking do. So we can maybe potentially contact you, and then you can go through 4 fucking interviews. know, just to. Anyway, I don't fucking. Anyhow. Anyway, figure it out, I guess. Whatever. I'll be sure to make sure I do my podcast on Tuesday. I do. I'll be busy the end half of next week, so I might do Monday and Tuesday. You know, I know you guys just love hearing me. So I don't wanna disappoint, right? Yeah, anyway. Yeah, so hopefully you all have a wonderful weekend. Try not to be depressed, because it sucks. So, yeah.